Hello and welcome to the UNU Maastricht podcast. I'm Howard Hudson, and this week we spoke to several experts from India who are currently working with us on a massive sanitation project across the subcontinent. Among them was N.K. Perumal, the founder and honorary director of the Rural Development Organization. He spoke of his work at grassroots level in the fields and mountains of India, of building more than 100,000 toilets, and how the Finnish project has already changed the lives of 500,000 people, bringing health, dignity, and increased productivity.
So far we have built 109,000 toilets, household toilets. There are 5 members in a family. It means about 500,000 people have access to toilets today. So this is the Finnish achievement in India. Our goal is to achieve 1,000,000 household toilets in the next 2 years. I think it is very much possible. And for which we are going to use the local government, school children, women self-help groups and so on, so that we will take the message all over India and the remote villages in the country. So this is our ultimate goal. Then as far as the value addition is concerned, I am working at grassroots level in a mountain. So now we feel the water pollution is controlled now. The women, especially the women and adults and girls, they are very, very happy. Their lifestyle has gone up. They feel that we are living with dignity, because until such time they built toilets, they used to go for open defecation. So they are forced to control their natural call up to, until sunset. And they can't go open this one because they are subject to many problems, you know, that when the young girls go to the toilet and the boys will go behind them and tease them. And there are cases the girls are raped. And all kind of things are there. Now all is stopped in these villages. Now at any time they can use the toilet. And therefore that their health has improved. Now the absenteeism to school is stopped. The young girls, when they go, when they are in the menstrual period, for 3 days period, they can't go to school because the schools are inconvenient. Now since they have a toilet, they stay at home and that the health problem hazard is gone. Secondly, we feel that the men folk and women folk, they used to get sick. Then the absenteeism, they lose their wages. Then they go to the doctor. They have to spend for bus and they have to pay for the medical. All these problems are solved. So therefore, these are all value added in Finnish program. So this is my conclusion.
Thank you very much.
For more details and media, please go to www.merit.unu.edu.